and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to your Tuesday show.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
That's right. It is Cinco de Mayo. It's also Tea Tuesday, and if you don't know what that is, actually, it's a very important Tea Tuesday, and I'll tell you why. Tea Tuesday, in case you're new to our show, is it's really a tired Tuesday, coined by Greg Carpenter of 101.9.
Whose birthday?
It's his birthday. Today. Yeah. So, by the way, if you listen to us and 101.9, just tell Greg Carpenter happy birthday. It's his birthday. I was wondering, he came in, he was talking a mile a minute. I was like, why is he in such a good mood? It's his birthday today.
And so, he also just came back from vacation.
It's that too.
So his vibes are high.
Vacation vibe. So anyway, Tea Tuesday, basically, it was first tired Tuesday. And we're like, well, what if it's, you're not tired? Like, we don't want to force you to be tired. You could be in a completely different mood. So we somehow morphed that into, well, why don't you just tell us what kind of mood you're in? But for some reason, it has to be start with a T. So we just have fun with that every Tuesday. Just tell us what kind of mood you're in. Just starts with a T. Jess, your Tea Tuesday?
I'm going to go with a tired Taco Tuesday because it's tired Tuesday for me, but I'm looking forward to having tacos tonight. So that's like the light at the end of the tunnel right now.
It's so nice with it being Cinco de Mayo on a Taco Tuesday.
It's perfect.
Like there's so much. It's just, it's serendipitous. Almost. Charlotte, your Tea Tuesday?
I'm having a thrifty Tuesday.
Okay.
Because I'm waiting to get paid Friday and rent was due. So I'm down to like my last dollar. So this morning, using my Dunkin' Rewards.
Period.
That's the best one, man.
This refresher for free.
It's the best one.
And I might hit my McDonald's rewards later.
That's nice.
Maybe some Wendy's. I don't even know if I have the Wendy's app, but whatever I can get for free.
The points. The
points.
We're going
to get them all. We're hitting them all.
You start going through your apps to see what you get.
Every single day, we're going to get a different free meal from different...
Looks like it's Popeyes for dinner, I guess. Whatever we get points for. Man, I'm having a too bright Tuesday. I've got a gnarly migraine, man, for all of our migraine buddies out there. And I kind of screwed myself on this one. I kind of gave myself a migraine. If you've been a part of this radio show for a while, I had a head injury 2.5 years ago, and I know there's certain triggers that I have. I went to the gym the other day, and I stood on one of those plates that like shakes your body really fast, and it set my migraine off. So like today I've got these really cool, I'm wearing these really cool migraine glasses during the show, which I think really just makes me look like a cool guy. So Charlotte's like, what are you doing? I can tell like threw her off. She was like, wait, what are you doing?
I keep looking over and like accidentally like bursting into laughter because you're
like, are we in a lounge?
You're just looking so serious, but like with your sunglasses on.
So, and I'm the cool guy. I'm the cool guy that wears shades inside. It's 6:05 this morning. So shout out to all of our migraine buddies that understand the embarrassment of having to wear sunglasses inside when it's just too bright.
You love it. You love it.
I just feel rad right now because they're not even like cool looking glasses. You just cool migraine glasses guy today.
They kind of look like the ones you wear when you watch a 3D movie.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Yeah.
Now. Three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
All Things Go Festival is returning to Merriweather for a 3-day run in September, and the lineup has officially dropped. Headliners include Hayley Williams, Mitski, Brandi Carlile, Lola Young, Zara Larsson, Tinashe, Rico Nasty, and many, many more. The 12th edition of the festival is set for September 25th through 27th, with a total of 46 artists performing across two stages. Now, tickets are going to go on sale in two different phases. So a fan pre-sale is going to go tomorrow, Wednesday, May 6th at 10 a.m., and then general public on sale, that's going to be Thursday, May 7th at 10 a.m.
Number two.
TikTok star and actress Whitney Levitt is leaving The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Levitt confirmed her exit during her final performance as Roxy Hart in Chicago on Broadway. The 32-year-old starred on the Hulu reality show following a group of Utah-based Mormon influencers known as Mom Talk. The mom of three also appeared on Dancing with the Stars last year. And as for what's next for Whitney, she is set to star in a holiday rom-com, All for Love, coming out later this year.
Explain that to me. I don't really know much about this. Are you surprised by this or like...
Oh, no. I mean, I'm super excited. The only reason why Whitney was even in the last season was because she wanted the opportunity to be on Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. She's been trying to leave The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives for quite some time. And the fact that her run on Chicago was so successful to the point where they extended her run.
Yeah.
I mean, I think also her husband has a role on an off-Broadway show as well. Mm. Like, they're thriving in New York. Yeah. So I think it's just going to be on the up and up for Whitney. And I'm really excited to see what she's going to get into.
Number one.
The Pussycat Dolls have canceled nearly all of their North American reunion tour dates, releasing a statement on social media. The group ultimately decided to pull back after taking an honest look at their North American run. They are keeping one LA show for Pride, and then the rest of their UK and European tour dates are still moving forward as planned. Now, the cancellation follows in the wake of Meghan Trainor and Zayn canceling their entire U.S. arena tours, plus Post Malone and Jelly Roll canceling the first third of their stadium tour. Also canceling this week was Dolly Parton, who announced that her Vegas residency for later this year was being called off entirely after being postponed earlier. Now, in her case, shows were sold out and going for high prices on the secondary market. So her explanation of health issues was one case where fans were not second guessing. However, that really isn't the case for the other recent cancellations, where alternate explanations have been given for pulling the plug on arena or stadium tours when it's kind of looking like it honestly was a sales issue.
Yeah, I jinxed Pussycat Dolls. Literally this time yesterday, 24 hours ago, I was like, Pussycat Dolls show is getting pulled. Because, I mean, no, but first off, nobody's buying those tickets. I'm not saying nobody, but like, Pussycat Dolls just didn't have the same nostalgia as like Backstreet Boys or NSYNC. And then if you looked at the ticket sales, I mean, you could literally click on those. I mean, there was still a million tickets for that show.
But it's just us. It looks like the Pussycat Dolls along with Zayn. I don't know if Megan is doing this as well, but the European tour dates and the UK tour dates are still selling, and those are doing well. And those are on a schedule.
I think it goes to show a lot about kind of where we're at as a society right now in America. Like, we don't have the disposable income.
No.
We don't have the mindset space to be out frolicking around. I mean, I don't know if y'all have heard the news recently. It's a little crazy out there right now. We're just not in a good headspace right now. We're not in a good financial space. Like, nobody's got a good job right now. We're all panicking. I mean, it's just not...
I think it's mainly financial. My headspace is I want to escape. I want to go see the Pussycat Dolls. It's mainly my wallet that's not allowing me to go.
I don't think we have the money to do it. And yeah. not only that, but concerts are $1 million a ticket right now.
Exactly. It's absolutely insane. The hoodies, you guys, I have never seen merch this expensive before in my life at a show. The hoodie at the Bruno Mars concert,
$125. Which is insane.
Yeah,
which
that was insane. The highest I've ever which seen it for merch, for
you,
concert
Did you
merch.
Pay for those Bruno Mars tickets or no? Those?
No.
Okay.
Thank God.
So I'm wondering how much tickets were even just to go see Bruno Mars.
So when I looked in the section that we were at, now again, I don't know if this was the original price, but I got a notification that was like, hey, bring friends to the show. There's still seats available in your section. Oh, really? The seat was over $2,000 the day before the concert.
Shut up.
Yes, it was over $2,000.
I thought you said 200. I'm like, I mean, that's still high, but $2,000.
I don't know if the price was like that high just because it was the day before the show or something like that, but I would assume, like, shouldn't the price be lower since it was so close to the show?
Right.
But it was $2,000.
That's insane. And this is the problem, y'all. No one's got money, and they want more than ever. It's everything is just, I don't know. Everything's messed. So you can't be shocked they're like Pussycat Dolls. Like, no one's the Pussycat Dolls.
But if you were hoping to see them, they are going to be in LA for LA Pride. So there is that. You can try to make it out there if you're trying to see your Pussycat Dolls, all right? This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning and happy Cinco de Mayo. What is one thing you should never stop doing in a relationship? I think my niece's answer is something we all need to hear.
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
Yeah, welcome to Nieces Know Best, which if you're new to our show, we're not the best show.
But we have fun.
But we're trying.
With a personality higher.
Yeah, that's for sure. We do have the best jingles, though, if
that's
anybody
fair.
Else.
That's fair.
Nobody in Baltimore has better jingles than us, so we got that going for us. So Needs to Know Best is this. Basically, we wanted this to feel kind of like the family sitcom segment of the show. Like, you know, you go home and turn on TGIF or Family Matters or Full House.
That's So Raven, Boy Meets World. Yeah.
So like, this is kind of like that segment. It stars Jess's niece, Maya. You want to introduce Maya to the new fam members that might be popping in, Jess?
Yeah, so my niece Maya is 11 years old. All my family is on the West Coast. So once a week, I have a conversation with Maya. And the reason being is I love her perspective. I mean, she's just incredible, but also kids are just so transparent and they're honest and they are unapologetically themselves. So this week, Garage Boy and I just celebrated 2 years of being married. And so I was just curious on what her perception is of what you should never stop doing in a relationship.
So your Uncle Gerald and I literally just celebrated our 2-year wedding anniversary yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to ask you, what is something people should never stop doing in a relationship to make sure the person that they love feels special?
Well, if you want to make Gerald feel like special, or you want him to make you feel special, mm-hmm. for me, for my friends, I always tell them how much they mean to me and how much they have supported me through all the years of our friendship and how much that has helped me grow. I think a way to like keep a relationship kind of happy, or like to keep someone that you care about happy, is by telling them how much they mean to you, or by telling them how much you love them, because I feel like that can really leave an impact on a bunch of people. And it might be the thing that they really want to hear. Mm-hmm. Because I just told you how much my friends mean to me.
Yeah.
And so whenever they say something like that, it always makes like my heart glow or something.
Thanks, Maya. I love you.
I love you too. Happy Cinco de Mayo to all my Latinos and all my Latinas. Orale, let's celebrate.
Happy Cinco de Mayo too, yes.
It was very important for her to make sure she got that in.
She had a real twist there at the end.
Yeah, we're Mexican and Filipino, so she had to make that very known.
Wow.
When she says, my heart glows.
It glows? I was like, oh my God. How was the anniversary?
It was very, very sweet. The tradition that we have started is we always watch our wedding ceremony, our full wedding video, and then one of my friends did like a vlog of my wedding weekend.
Yeah.
And so we always watch that so we can see from their perspective. And we were just a mess yesterday.
Do you look back on yourself even 2 years ago? And has anything changed in your relationship in even 2 years? Because it hasn't been that long.
Mm-hmm.
But like, can you even see like growth in your relationship in just 2 years?
I think something that I have noticed and I very much appreciate is Garage Boy will do things that he has, I think, learned that I need, or he has gotten acclimated to the way that my brain works. So like, for example, when we celebrated our wedding anniversary seeing Bruno Mars, which is like our favorite artist.
Yeah.
And of course, I'm getting ready and I'm rushing and I'm trying to like get out of there by a certain time and I'm doing my makeup. Everything's like flying everywhere.
Sure.
And one thing that I very much appreciate about him is he never rushes me, like when I'm in that mental space of chaos. And when I walked out into the hotel room, he had laid out all of my outfit options so I could see them. And it's just things like that. Like, I know he knows I'm like spiraling out of control for no reason, right? No reason. It's just because I'm getting ready. My makeup's everywhere. I want to get out. Like, got to get an Uber. I'm freaking out. And so I think that is just one example that I very much appreciate him about. And that's a very simple version. But there have been a lot of times in the last 2 years of our marriage where I am crashing out about something.
Yeah.
And he does like the smallest thing that makes me feel very taken care of in that moment.
That's a good guy.
Yeah.
That's a good guy. Clap for Garage Boy. Yeah. Clap for Garage Boy. Yeah. Well done. Well played. Because my ass has been like, we got to get in the Uber. Just pick an outfit. Get it. Let's
right?
go.
And see, so that would make me probably cry all my makeup off and I would have to start all over again. So I appreciate the fact that he isn't that guy.
For sure.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000. Minute.
Mix 106.5.
All right. Here we go. $1,000 in free gas. Think what that would do, though, even just for your budget, to have $1,000 free to go spend on literally anything else other than gas, thanks to our friends over Royal Farms. All right, caller number 10's playing today. Hi, good morning. Is this...
This is Abraham and Ramona.
Abraham and Ramona.
Wait, is this your guys' first time?
Yes, it is our first time.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
I have not heard the name Abraham ever come through these phones.
Well, it's the duo. It's like the Abraham and Ramona, like the duo.
Those are very, very Abraham. And you go by Abraham?
I do, or Abe, but yeah, Ramona's 11. She's in the back on the way to school.
What's up? What's up,
guys?
What's up?
Hey,
welcome.
Guys.
We are first timers. Let's go. Welcome. Wow, Abraham. That's such an official name. It's such a proper name too. Well, welcome, guys. Welcome. We're glad to have you guys here. Well, let's explain the rules. First timers, man. We're excited to have you guys here. We'll explain these rules and we're gonna go for it. Jess, how do we do it?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win a $1,000 Royal Farms gift card. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just gotta say pass, and then we can go back to them only if there's time at the end. Abraham and Ramona, you ready to play on your way to school?
Yes, we are.
Your chance at $1,000 to Royal Farms starts now.
Question number one, in the game of Monopoly, what do you collect when you pass go?
$100.
Oh, man.
No!
$200.
Abraham.
No!
What world, dog? Not question number one. Yeah, first timers. Let's
it's
go.
Okay.
First timers. Let's go. It don't matter. We don't give them a hard time.
It's cool that you guys got through. Honestly, it's like you just got to get through once, and then that way, I don't know what it is. It's just like the energy, the vibe, the universe. Once you get through once, then it makes it easier the second go around.
It's all right, man. We don't give first timers a hard time. It's $200, unfortunately. It's $200.
It's okay.
Let's just play for fun. Let's just keep going. Ramona, you might want to step in now, though.
Yeah, Ramona, go ahead and cover the front.
All right, let's go. Let's go number two.
Okay, let's play for fun and see how you guys would have done on number two. What song by The Verve features the lyrics, "'Cause it's a bittersweet symphony, this life"?
It's a
Bittersweet Symphony.
There you go. Knows that one. Correct. All right. Good job.
Yep. Number three, who sang the country hit song, "'Friends in Low Places"?
Garth Brooks.
Yep, correct.
He's going to knock the rest of them out. Watch this.
Number four, what battle is celebrated on Cinco de Mayo?
Do you know?
I don't know this one.
Right. Battle of Puebla.
That's all right. Mm-hmm. All right.
Number five, what country produces the most coffee in the world?
Colombia?
Brazil.
It's Brazil. Yeah.
Okay.
Number six, what is the 17th letter of the alphabet?
That one's tough without counting, probably. You probably sit there.
Yeah.
That's cute. Right. Yeah. We won't make you sing the alphabet on the radio. That's cute.
Yeah.
And then last question for you guys right here. What is the name of the dragon in Mulan?
Come on, Ramona.
Wait, what was the question?
Eddie Murphy's dragon
exactly.
in Mulan.
Exactly, yeah.
There you go.
Nice. Tag team on the last question. Good job, guys.
Here's the good news. You'll never forget that Monopoly question ever again. We have into your head.
I knew it. I just haven't thought of it. And my mom used to say that to me all the time.
It's just been
She's
a
like,
second.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Yeah. There it is. It took a second for it to come out. Hey, first timers, man. I'm glad you guys called. I'm glad you gave it a shot. We always say, you know, it's always nerve wracking the first times. We're proud of you guys for calling it and trying. You know how it goes now. We'll come back tomorrow. We got, 3 more days this week, and then we'll just keep going from there. So hopefully you guys will try it again, and hopefully it was fun. Did you guys have fun at least?
Yes, we did have fun, and it's comforting to know I wouldn't have known the Battle of Puebla.
There you go. No matter what, because you were killing
everybody. Don't worry. You're good.
All good. All right, tomorrow, guys, we'll come back. 7 new questions. We'll see you then, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day, you guys, and have a good day at school, Ramona. The $1,000 Minute is sponsored by Royal Farms. With the ROFO Rewards app, you'll get exclusive deals every day. To join, text ROFO, R-O-F-O, to 43751. Royal Farms, real fresh, real fast.
Which one of these 2000 pop stars comeback shows are you actually going to pay to go see? Because the answer is definitely not the Pussycat Dolls. Like, y'all are, I ain't going to that one. Canceled. Done. What's the official word on this?
So the Pussycat Dolls have canceled nearly all of their North American reunion tour dates, and they released a statement on Instagram yesterday and basically saying that they decided to pull back after taking an honest look at the North American run. Now, this is following like a wave of cancellations from artists, Meghan Trainor, Zayn, Post Malone, Jelly Roll, all canceling their tours. Now, we do have to give credit, though, to the Pussycat Dolls because they are the first group and the first artist to... It's not like they outright were like, we didn't sell tickets, yeah. But for them to even say, hey, we're taking an honest look at what's going on, whereas the other artists are kind of coming up with every other reason under the sun to say, hey, we didn't sell the tickets.
I respect that, to say, yo, there just wasn't enough of y'all buying tickets, and so we ain't going out. And like, God bless you for that.
But I also want to say, I don't think it's like any shade or tea to the artists. I think a lot of people, we just don't have money to spend this absurd amount of dollars on tickets because they are so, so expensive to the point where our state is currently fighting to try and keep the businesses from raising ticket prices. Like, you know, we're one of the few states that are currently really trying to do that for concerts and shows.
But there's some fandom, though, I think that can't be stopped. Let's argue the other side. Look at Backstreet Boys over in Vegas. I mean, those seats go for like $500 a piece. People are just rolling in there. So there's a whole weird concert ecosystem issue going on right now. What I thought we could talk about this morning is if this 2,000 star went on tour, would you pay for that seat or would you not? Because I think there's some that are going to hit you hard and you're like, absolutely. Like, no doubt. I'm dropping the credit card. I'm going to figure it out. And there's some that's like, I'm going to have to think about this. Something you're going to be like, there's no way. Right?
Yeah, it comes down to your fandom for sure.
So let's just say, because the Pussycat Dolls seats were about $75 on average, plus fees, put $100 on it. Okay. $100, you paid $100. Like, I mean, obviously, like, if NSYNC went, I mean,
yeah, annually.
Be $1,000.
We're waiting for we do a yearly check-in. We're like, hey, guys, do you want to go on tour? You just let us know. Yeah, I think that's just kind of the conversation.
We're all showing up for NSYNC, right? It doesn't matter. Yeah. We're going
to
do that.
I don't even care. Like, JT doesn't have to be there. I'm still going.
I actually wouldn't. I think I'm a little too young.
That's fair.
You wouldn't do that?
Dude, because you haven't even listened to No Strings Attached.
Exactly. Oh, that's true. Yeah, you're not going to go.
She doesn't know, which is fair.
I would go for Backstreet Boys, though.
Okay, it's fair. So it's fair. All right, that's fair. Outkast goes back on tour. Y'all going to Outkast show?
I think Outkast is dope, but I would pay for NSYNC before I paid for Outkast because I'm more... I mean, I had NSYNC all over my room. Yeah. I had the bedding. I had the birthday cake. I had the plates, you know?
I got to go see Outkast, man. Like, $100 in Outkast. Yeah, like, I'm from Atlanta originally. Like, Outkast is a big part.
And the age difference as well.
Yeah. Yeah, $100 in Outkast.
Yeah.
No doubt. All right, let's make this a little harder. Fergie goes back on tour. Fergie.
Take all my money.
Really?
Wow. Literally all of it.
That's awesome.
Fergie goes back on tour, $100.
If she's playing this?
If she's doing cartwheels, I'm going.
Yes. Yeah, $100. You're gonna drop $100 on it?
I'd go see Fergie. Yeah.
That's not Fergie to me. Not even Black Eyed Peas. I wouldn't pay $100 for Black Eyed Peas.
I would if it was like between Fergie and like Black Eyed Peas and the whole group is Black Eyed Peas. They're going. I'm definitely of going course. Black Eyed Peas for sure.
All right, let's do it a little harder. Ashley Simpson.
Yeah. Oh my god, yeah.
You're dropping $100 in Ashley Simpson
right
show.
Now.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking about like which 2,000 stars. Since nobody's going to see the Pussycat Dolls, are you going to pay for this artist?
And
Ashley Simpson,
CD.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
I love her. I do. I love her so bad. Oh my god.
All right.
That just woke me up. Oh my goodness, I'm alive.
Danity Kane. They've been through so much. The Diddy documentary,
like,
y'all.
OG
come on.
OG Danity Kane. Yeah. Because they have been touring, by the way. They have been touring, and there's only been three of them.
The whole group gets
but
back together.
But if it's
together,
like the whole group gets back together, the girls are keeping the money.
Everyone's happy.
All of them.
Diddy has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, absolutely, I'm going.
Just to like show them love and support. But also, this song still bangs.
This album is fire.
No, I'm not paying $100 for Danity Kane. I'll give you one more. JoJo. JoJo. Are you paying $100 for JoJo?
Oh, 100%.
Yes. Yeah?
Yeah, 100%.
You won't go see Pussycat Dolls, but you'll go see JoJo.
JoJo's one of the best vocalists of our time.
Wow.
Like legitimately hands down.
She stays on Broadway these days. She's that good.
Anybody have a job that sounds fun but actually sucked? like on the surface, it sounds like it's a fun job just by title alone, but then you got the job and you're like, man, that really sucked. Like, it's not what you thought it was going to be. I found this article online. I'm like, man, don't ruin these jobs for me. Like, I thought everyone that had these jobs were like thriving in life. I'll go through some of these and just kind of ruin these for you guys really quick. Like a veterinarian, which a veterinarian, you take care of pets all, you get to play with puppies and kittens all day.
I mean,
that sounds
yeah.
like a dream job for yeah. a lot of people. Like how many kids grew up wanting to be a veterinarian? Almost
half 50. My class.
Right. It's what I'm saying. Like half
but
a kid.
I know that it's probably really gross too.
This person said you get into the profession for the love of animals.
Yeah, of course.
But you end up dealing with horrible owners, neglected pets, spiraling rent, labor costs, and just general problems.
Okay, so none of that crossed my mind. I think my main thing was like a dog pooping and like having diarrhea. Well, like that was the only parts, thing.
Right? Like sick pets. That's basically, you're in the profession of sick pets.
Yeah.
A park ranger says you're usually dealing with the public self-destructive behaviors when they come unleash their inner selves in the park.
Oh, God.
Like not to mention poaching, plant and wildlife damage, natural feature removal, and forest fires.
Not people releasing themselves.
That's no, they're going like feral.
That's scary.
How about a stagehand or a roadie? That's fun. You get to travel with the band all the time. Mm-hmm. If you love music, sounds like that'd be a fun job, right? Now, this person says working backstage in the music industry sounds fun until you're spending your 20s doing it. Mm-hmm. Low wages, inconsistent hours, rancid work culture, widespread drug and alcohol dependency.
That is all so true.
You know?
As someone who worked in similar, like, oh my God.
It's like, so not so fun. How about being a flight attendant? Come on, y'all. That sounds like that's got to be a fun job. How can that be terrible? This person says the layovers are cool, but then getting to the layovers, you get to see how inconsiderate and nasty, intentionally ignorant, oblivious, entitled, and selfish people actually get to be.
I will say that's a very small space to have to do service for strangers. So I can definitely see that being a very like mentally taxing position to have.
So let's talk about this. If you have a job that you thought, or maybe you have it, it's like this seems like it's going to be a fun job, but like it's actually sucks. Can you call us and tell us what that is? 410-583-1065. You can text us as well. Did you ever have one?
So my first job was working at Jamba Juice.
Okay.
And the people made it fun, but the job itself, I think I thought it was going to be way more fun than it actually was.
Yeah.
And the reason being is like, it didn't cross my mind that I would actually have to go into a freezing freezer to get the fruit and like stack them all the time and get like frostbite.
Yeah.
And also the awkwardness, because there's no barrier between when you're actually making the smoothies and people waiting for them. And so having to like try not to make eye contact with the person smoothie that you're making because they're just staring at you the whole time and you're just pressing this button and you're holding the blender and you're like looking at them, looking at their smoothie and they're looking at you and it's just so uncomfortable.
Because I'd be staring them down to make sure they're making it right.
Exactly. And like they're staring at you the whole time and the whole thing just gives you a lot of anxiety.
I think a lot of people think that radio is a fun job. And don't get me wrong, it is, especially morning radio. We have a good time. It doesn't suck by any means. I think what you guys forget, though, is the alarm clock process of this whole job. Mm. Like the 3:30 alarm, 4 o'clock alarm is like just, it ruins your life. Like it really does. So like if you're like, oh my God, you guys have such a fun job. This is fun. We have a good time. This 6 to 10, fun. Everything else is just poo-poo.
It definitely throws off the rest of your like real life routine and clock.
The life part of this job, it just sucks. Charlotte, have you ever had a job that looked fun but it actually sucked?
I used to be the assistant manager of the Philadelphia Museum of Illusions.
That sounds fun though.
Yes, I mean basically 90% of that job is literally just Windexing because all the illusions are like mirror based, so you're just Windexing all day long,
like nasty handprints everywhere.
And then there was like a mirror room where like people would go in and do some sketchy stuff in there. Like you'd have to constantly be like, hey, stop closing the door and doing weird stuff in the mirror room.
Wait, people hooked up in the mirror
room? Yes. And we're like smoking in there. And the worst thing of all was that we had this one drain that would like explode. And they tried to gaslight me and tell me that it was just like stinky drain water. But here's the thing. I know the smell of human feces.
Ew.
And it was right by the bathroom. So this thing would like flood, like it happened multiple times, so they wouldn't even let me shut down the museum while I cleaned it. So there's literally kids running around with nothing but like a stand separating them from like literal human waste on the floor.
Ew.
I should have called OSHA when I quit, but I didn't.
You're like, I got this for the magic eye kind of stuff. Not this. Like what? Okay. What's the job that like seems so fun, but actually sucked? Who we got?
This is Marta on one in Ellicott City.
Hey, Marta. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right. This job sounds fun, but it actually sucks. What is it?
So I'm a veterinary assistant. I do love, love, love my job.
We were just talking about this.
The thing you guys said about playing the vet is absolutely true.
But it sounds fun to play with pets all day. What's the part that sucks about it?
So we normally don't see puppies and kittens. Folks come in there with their dogs who are, first of all, petrified of us. And we have to do things to them that they don't like. So that's not fun.
Yeah.
A lot of the sick visits will be like, the dog ate something. So we have to give them an induction of something that'll make them vomit. Oh. I recently restrained a dog who threw up 3 tampons. Yes, nicely used tampons that he got out of the
car. Oh,
no. I was hoping they were not.
No, you said nicely used. That took me out.
I was hoping they were
real.
Not used.
It's real.
But,
no, it is real.
Yeah. What did you think it was going to be before you got into it, though? Like, what was your expectation of being?
I did kind of think it would be cute and nice, and it's not.
It's not.
But it's a very rewarding
it's
job.
A very,
and we have with euthanasia and things like that, but...
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's not just
playing.
You've
got to have a good stomach.
It's not just cuddling with the puppies and kittens like we all expected
it
to be.
No, definitely.
It's not.
I never thought I would hear that sentence before. Nicely used. That they ate.
Marta, thank you for choosing the pets. Appreciate you. All right. There goes Marta. Who's up, Jess?
This is Jenna on 3 in Reisterstown.
Jenna, it's a job that looks like it's fun, but it actually sucks. What is it?
So I'm a teacher, and
I'm going to be honest, that looks like it sucks.
Well, okay, well, hang on a second. So I understand that teachers go through crazy stuff, but like the perception of it is you are shaping our world.
Well, every kid, I feel like, grows up wanting to be a teacher.
Yes,
right?
And like you're around kids like when they're the most creative and have the most wonder. And so like there is definitely that part of it.
Yes.
But Jenna, what is the other part of it?
Well, like when I was in school, I would sit there, I'd listen to my teacher, and we'd do fun stuff, go on field trips and all. And then now it's just like, it's more behavior management than anything.
Yeah.
Things that kids try to say to us is just absurd.
What are they saying
to
you?
Well, hang on. What did you think teaching was going to be when you got into it? I think that's probably a good question. And what is it actually?
Well, I thought it was going to be getting to know these kids, teaching them, and having like administration deal with the behaviors.
Right.
But it's more of like everything's on us and more gets put on us every single day.
I want to know, like, what's the craziest thing a kid has said to you that you're like, are you serious right now?
Oh, they've told me to F off before.
And this is what grade?
This is first grade.
Wait, aren't you like 6 in first grade?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Teacher appreciation. Actually, wait, today is National Teacher Day, too. It is. Today is National Teacher Day. Dear God. No, it really is National Teacher Day. Oh
no,
my
we
God.
Appreciate all the teachers going through it right now.
Not on National Teacher
Jenna.
Day.
Oh, you messed up. It's all good.
It's all good. That's not okay.
It's not good. It's not good on National Teacher Day. You don't deserve that any day. Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, thank you for what you do for you and all of our other teachers out there. We need to appreciate you even more for that. So thank you so much for calling us.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, good luck out there. wait, we got to take one more. This one actually does sound really fun. Who's this, Charlotte?
Jason on 7.
Jason, you've got the most fun job in the world. What are you talking about?
It can be a disaster.
Well, tell us. So what is this job that looks fun on the outside, but it's not so fun on the inside?
So for 30 years, I've been a part-time wedding DJ.
A wedding DJ? Oh, and, come on, that's fun, right?
You're the first one there. You're the last one to leave. You get home at 2 or 3 in the morning. And sometimes you got to deal with some bridezillas, some momzillas. Mm. It can be a show.
Yeah, drunk people trying to touch your equipment or like request songs. And that's just from my wedding alone.
That was just Jess.
That was just my wedding.
That was just Jess alone.
My bad, guys. My bad.
What's that one wedding DJ story that comes to mind that you're like, oh, that was a night?
I've had 2. One, we had a fire because the groomsmen decided they wanted to see if the flowers, which were dried flowers, would get a little too close to the candles, if they would actually catch fire, and they did. And then we had a bride and groom that were fighting on their wedding day about their first dance, and the groom was watching a football game in the suite, Big fan, and literally took the ring and threw it at the bride. So that was not a great start to their wedding day.
Wow. Hey, be honest, did I overreact in this situation or this bothered you? You know, I can be a little sensitive of a person, and now my friend and I aren't talking. I don't know who's got to come back and apologize first here. I don't know who did wrong here. Got a little heated this weekend. I am from the school of bros before all others. Okay. And my friendships are really important.
Not a strong start.
Yeah.
Not a strong start.
I'm already not a fan of how this is going.
What I mean by that is that my friendships are very important to me. And that I literally, if my friends need something, I'll be there for them, mm-hmm. right? And I expect that in return as well. So last week, I think it was Tuesday of last week, my friend texts me and she goes, "Do you want to go see the Michael Jackson movie this weekend?" Mm-hmm. I said, "Sure." She goes, "What day would you like to see it?" I said, "I've got time Saturday night." We said, "Great, Saturday night sounds good."
Cool. Okay, so the plan is made and set last Tuesday.
It was
for
made
the following Saturday.
Set in stone. Okay, mm-hmm. So we are good. Friday night, she texts me, Friday afternoon, she texts me. She goes, "So Sunday for the movie?" And I said, "No, Saturday." Mm-hmm. And she goes, "Well, can we do it on Sunday? Because there's this guy that wants to take me out on Saturday." Mm-hmm. And I said, "Well, no, we said it's going to be on Saturday. Like, we made plans on Saturday."
This was Friday afternoon.
This is Friday afternoon.
Oh, that's plenty of time.
Hang on. Let me finish the story. So I said, "No, I've already got plans on Sunday, so we said Saturday."
Okay, let's reschedule then. The movie's not going anywhere.
So then I said, "No, we got plans on Saturday." She goes, "Well, can we move it to earlier?" I said, "No, we can't move it to early. We said Saturday."
Wait,
night.
Why couldn't you move it to earlier?
I already got things. I had High Rocks training on Saturday.
Okay.
Couldn't move it. So I then get a little upset because I'm like, "We said Saturday. That was the plan." And here's what I said. I said, "You can't reschedule on me because you want to go out on a date with a random dude."
Bro.
Listen,
you for real?
I'm from the school of bros before everyone else. Because I would never do that to somebody else. I truly mean that. I would not.
Just
100%.
Is that true?
100%.
It's not true.
No.
That. Your standard, bro. Your standard and expectation from other people compared to what you do
100% mean
is so skewed, and I don't know when you're going to be able to see that.
I don't know what needs to happen
for you to see that.
Hand on whatever great text you want to put it on. If I had scheduled something with a friend and some random popped in and wanted to go on a date with me, I absolutely would not cancel on a friend.
But you are like the king of cancellation as well. Like you're
but
so.
But not
like
on it's a friend. So, not on a friend.
On plans, just in general. Like if it's an inconvenience to you, if you don't feel like going anymore, if the vibe has changed, if it's too windy, I don't know.
Windy, I would stay home.
But that's what I'm saying. I think that this is crazy grounds for you to not be speaking to your friend.
No, because you guys
can reschedule to go to the movie.
You can go anytime.
Yeah, it's not that serious. Listen. Also, it would be different. It would be different if you got ready and she like hits you up like 30 minutes or the hour beforehand. Okay, fine. But literally the day before in the afternoon time and she's asking you like, "Hey, this came up. I want to go on this date." It would be one thing if it was like the one and only showing of all time and Michael Jackson came back from the dead and he's doing a one-night concert.
But the fact that this is a movie at a movie theater and
you guys can reschedule for another time, I think you're being very stubborn.
I will stand by my rule.
Part of friendship is being flexible for your friends and wanting them to be happy.
Bros before everybody else, and I stand by that.
Hi, I'm Melissa from Towson. Am I a bad mom for finding out my 15-year-old son is smoking weed and not punishing him?
All right.
You're the worst mom ever!
You ruined my life.
That's probably not true.
It's the Kramer and Jess Parent Panel on Mix 106.5.
Well, welcome to the Parent Panel, y'all. If you've not done one of these on Mother's Day week too, what is this segment, Jess?
Parents call into the show and they share a situation that they're currently going through where someone in their life has called them a bad parent. So a bad mom or a bad dad. And we just kind of see how we got there in the first place.
There are no bad moms on Mother's Day week. There can't be. Well, why would you not punish them for that? I guess we're confused.
I have a teenage son, obviously, and I just felt like something was off with his behavior lately. Mm-hmm. He's been more distant and kind of secretive. So I maybe went through his phone and I found messages about him meeting up with people to smoke weed and their plans to do it again. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I just thought about it for a minute and decided that I wasn't going to do anything about it.
Why?
I'm not going to punish him.
Yeah,
I'm not going to bring it up because I feel so guilty. Like, I never should have seen that. I feel like I really crossed a boundary going through his phone, and now it feels like wrong to punish him for something that I wasn't even supposed to see.
Wait, do you pay for his phone?
Yes.
Okay, then aren't you allowed to look through the phone that you pay for? It's technically your phone.
I'm so conflicted. On one hand, yes, obviously I'm worried about his safety and his health, but at the same time, like, I don't want to violate his privacy and I don't want him to be mad at me. Like, he might do it again anyway, you know, and then he's going to hate me. It's like,
oh, so you don't think about you saying something it would make him stop, period?
I mean, who knows? You know, he's not 12. He's 15. Like, he's very much a teenager.
Right.
But the bigger thing now is I did tell my husband, and he is not on my side at all. He thinks I'm being a terrible mom. And he's basically like, you don't get to play both sides, and that we're his parents, not his friends.
Yeah.
And he thinks I'm kind of being weak, avoiding, you know, a very difficult conversation, and I'm basically allowing the behavior by ignoring it.
I mean, I get it. So you're trying to give him a little bit of flexibility. You're trying to say, hey, kids deserve some freedom. Well, let's talk about it. So Melissa says, I saw some text messages saying, hey, you know, her son's been smoking weed in his phone, though. Okay, she did not see it herself. And says, I don't think I can intercept here because I did not see it with my own two eyes.
Or that you weren't meant to see it.
That it wasn't your business.
Yeah.
That it wasn't your business. Is that the best way to put it? It wasn't your business. So until it's your business, you don't feel like it's your job to, like, say anything. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that's fair. And I don't want him to hate me.
Okay, you don't want him to hate you. We've gotten to that.
I think that's what we're struggling with the most right now, huh?
Okay. Yeah. All right. So is that the right thing to do then? 410-583-1065. Let's get some parents on the phone. Jess?
I do think that it is your business. If he's in your home and he's under your roof, what is happening and how he's behaving and how things are affecting him is your business. And I do think that this needs to be something that you guys acknowledge, to be honest.
Yeah, but see, it wasn't under my roof. Like, I didn't personally see it. And, you know, what if in some world he just sent it in a text, you know, trying to sound cool or relate to his friends and, like, it didn't even happen? Like, I just don't know for sure. Well, and then,
maybe, though.
No.
But what if?
I mean, right?
Because we used to be so close. Like, he really was my best friend. And now there's just so much distance between us, and I am so scared to do anything to make it worse.
Yeah.
That I'm almost just willing to let him do whatever he wants for the sake of our relationship.
No.
Well, okay, but let me go down that path for a second, because how is that going to go if she's like, hey, by the way, I went through your phone.
Yeah.
As your parent.
Mm-hmm.
For no reason, and I saw you were smoking weed.
But she did have a reason, though. Like, he's been disconnected. I think, too, I mean, for you to say he's clearly something is going on, he feels disconnected, all these kind of things. So it's like, oh, so if my behavior is changing, my parents aren't going to say anything about it? Like, they're not going to acknowledge that I'm clearly going through something?
Is it going to stop him, or is he going to start deleting his text messages?
Not going to stop him if she definitely doesn't say something.
410-583-1065. Happy Mother's Day, by the way, everybody.
Thank you.
Melissa is saying, listen, I went through my son's phone. I saw that he was smoking weed. I don't feel like I can intercept because, honestly, number one, I feel guilty about going through his phone. I don't have, like, physical proof other than these text messages. That's all I've got. I didn't see it myself. So, like, can I really step in here? Is that the right thing to do if I didn't see it myself? Who's up?
This is Ashley in Bel Air on 5.
Ashley, I mean, what do you feel like? I mean, she says basically that I don't think I can really say something about my son smoking weed because I only saw it in his phone and that's none of my business.
I'm fully on the mom side, like 100%. Because honestly, teenagers deserve privacy, real privacy, because without that, there's absolutely no trust. And not like fake, oh, I'll respect you, but I'm still checking on your phone type of privacy. The second you go through your kid's phone, you've already crossed the line. Like, you've lost their respect, and they won't be able to come to you anymore. You don't get to punish them for what you found. And honestly, I don't know. I'll take it even further in my own house. I mean, I have a 16-year-old daughter, and I don't go through her phone. Mm-hmm. You know?
You
but
trust
even
her.
If you found something illegal, because what he's doing is illegal, though.
Yeah, but that's her lesson to learn, you know? That's her lesson to learn. It's not mine. And if that comes to it, that comes to it. And she will be coming to me because of that trust that we've created. That's that, you know?
I see what you're saying.
I think, you know what I mean? People learn through mistakes that they make, and that's just the case. So, if you're constantly protecting, but you're also shedding away from any trust, like, how is the child supposed to even come to you for anything?
So whatever's happening in your daughter's phone, you think is none of your business?
No, it's none of my business.
Okay.
You can't control every decision they make. What you can control is whether they feel safe enough to come to you when something actually goes wrong. And if you break that trust, you lose that completely. So I actually think this mom showed she showed a lot of self-awareness. She crossed the line and didn't double down on it. And the dad that's calling her weak it's wild to me. It's not weak to respect your kid as a person.
All right. Thank you for calling. Teresa in Catonsville. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. So what do you think? Yeah, go ahead.
I definitely do not agree with the previous caller. It is our job as parents to protect our children. When our kids have phones, I mean, I have my 10-year-old in the car right now, and he knows that I have control of his phone. And if I don't go and read his text messages just to read them, but if he gives me a reason to suspect something is going on, why would you go look in the phone if you weren't going to do anything about it?
That's a good point. You know? That's a good point. Like, what were you planning on doing? Just for some evening reading? Like, what was the plan?
She's looking for something because she clearly had reason for his behavior.
You are his parent. You are not his friend.
Yeah.
Okay? Go get some therapy and find some people your own age to be your best friend. Okay. It is our job to raise these children, because they are still children, to be functioning human beings, functional adults, and letting them at 15 years old just make the decision, oh, let me go smoke weed, without them understanding the consequences, is just insane to me.
But I guess...
I agree with what you're saying. And I agree with the fact that he needs to be punished and that this is not okay. And as far as like his business, not her business, and the way I grew up, I lifted a finger. It was my mom knew where I was, what I was doing, and where I was going. So I do think that he needs to get in trouble for what's going on. However, I would just like to empathize with her because I feel like what is happening here is she's struggling with the dynamics of their relationship changing and just having a teenager and not having that connection anymore. I don't think that like she's supposed to be friends with him, but what it sounds like and what kind of is making my heart break for her is I feel like she's just missing her son, but she's just going about it the wrong way.
Who's up?
This is Susan on 4 in Towson.
What's up, Susan? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. We'll give you the final vote here. I mean, listen, she found out her son smoking weed, but here's the thing. She read it in a text message. She said, listen, I feel guilty because I don't feel like I should have been going through his phone. So I didn't see it with my own two eyes. I feel like I invaded his privacy. Did she do the wrong thing here?
So here's the deal. Both callers before were absolutely right. Our children are our business, and they are slick. And they are sneaky, and they're also dumb. They're so dumb. So it is our job to guide them. And here's what she needs to do. She needs to confront him because she is the parent, but she needs to also be slick and not reveal her sources. She doesn't need to say she went through his phone. She can say, I don't know, he's on the wrestling team or he's on this, and I heard from this parent or I heard from this teacher. She can present it like a rumor. We need to be our children's safe place. Mm. It needs to not come from a place of punishment, from a place of I'm concerned. This is what happens. This is what it leads to. We need to educate, be their safe place, but do not reveal your source.
Yo, that's pretty smart. Because once you reveal source, it's done. I was
so
worried about
that.
You're
telling me my mom was lying to me the whole time. Okay,
well,
think about that
because you can only do that once. And I'm going to be honest with you. After that, I'm deleting every text message from there on out. So then, like, what do you do?
Oh, like if she does tell you that she went through his phone.
Right.
No, I mean, no, that's a good point
life,
for Susan to mention.
Right.
That's true.
So, I mean, Melissa, it sounds like, I mean, most parents that were saying that, like, it'd be at least be the wrong thing to do to go to him and be like, hey, listen, I was going through your phone and, like, you know, saw you were smoking weed at least, you know. So what do you think about, like,
yeah, oh, I know it's probably maybe the right thing, but I just need to figure out some sort of way to do this.
Yeah,
that just seems like he's just not gonna hate me in some way.
Right,
so I really have to figure that out.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.